Me amigos.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Cheers Brothers. So this is a thing now. Like, we just, like, do this now.
We just do this every week.
I just, like, don't see you for a week, and then we just sit here and we just get to, like, catch up. But,
it's
like,
so perfect.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's so perfect because I don't see you sometimes for a while.
I know.
And then when we hang out, it's literally just this anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, why not
And
do
now
this?
We're just doing it here with microphones in our face.
Exactly.
And I'm enjoying it.
First of all, you look great.
Thank you so much.
I love the turtleneck.
Thank you so much. I got this yesterday in the mail, and I'm enjoying it.
Revolve.
Got it from Revolve, baby.
Still haven't emailed them.
You got to email them. Get on that PR list, sister, because they own my closet. They are full of my entire closet.
She has been telling me. She wrote out an email for me to send to them, and I still haven't.
Dude, literally one of the best perks about being an influencer is being on the Revolve PR list. Like, you got to get on it.
You
got to do it.
I've just never even thought about that. Like, I'm the type of person that always forgets about the little things that I can get away with as an influencer. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, whenever I'm on a trip, I'm like, oh, I could have probably just been on this trip for free.
But I know. You could have reached out.
Yeah, I could have reached out.
Extended, you know, request.
That sounds so, like, stupid.
No, but it's, like, funny. It's funny. But I am enjoying your short. Short? Your
My shorts.
I meant to say shirt. It's rainbow, and we've got a lot of patterns going on here. Would you like to talk
Thank
about
you.
It?
Thank you. Yeah, I actually got this for my ex.
Oh.
For a wedding.
Oh.
But then I just decided that...
You were getting married.
Yes.
Oh.
He was going to wear this to our wedding. No.
I wouldn't have asked him.
Honestly, yeah, he would probably do that anyway.
But okay.
I just decided that I liked it for myself. I was like, fuck that. This is cool.
Yeah. You're rocking it.
It sounds so... derogatory to say the word ex.
I know.
Like, my
It's such
ex.
Like a bad demeanor to it, even though, like, it doesn't have to be. Like, you can just be on totally good terms with your ex, but, like, when you say, like, your ex, it's just like, oh, like, what happened? Like, what'd he do?
Like, I exed him out of my life.
Yeah.
Like, why is it so intense?
I know. We need to remove the aggressive stigma. Yes. Not behind my exes, but, like, behind yours.
Because
mine deserve the aggressive stigma behind ex.
Mine doesn't. Fierce. Will is a sweetie pie.
It was great.
Great term. So it's just so weird calling him my ex.
I know. Just maybe call him, like, an old friend.
A past lover.
An old acquaintance. Yeah. Someone you used to work with.
Someone who I used to sleep with.
Your old coworker.
Okay.
I mean, less, like, harsh than ex, so.
Yeah.
Anything helps.
But we're on great. I'm just trying to find out. I think I might say past lover.
Past lover.
Because, like, ex-boyfriend.
Oh, your shoes are off.
My shoes are off. They were off. They were all off last time, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't. I just looked down and saw, like, Christmas socks. Or are those? Oh, those are cupcakes.
I don't even know what the hell these are. My
mom got
these
for me. Oh, I'm seeing gingerbread.
And then these ones are... I like these ones better.
Oh, you're wearing... Oh, we're wearing two different socks. Okay,
yeah.
What's going on over here?
I wanted to spice it up.
Oh.
I wish I could show the camera. I'm not that flexible. Actually, maybe I can figure it out.
I thought you could do it.
Okay, guys. Sock tour.
For those who are listening audio, I'm going to describe Sarah's feet right now. We have a blue sweaty sock.
Are they sweaty?
I'm literally kidding. I was just being dramatic. No. Perfectly not sweaty. We have gingerbread, candy canes, a cupcake with a candy cane coming out of it. Never seen that before. You can put your foot down.
Okay.
Done with that foot. Next foot, we have bird. Something like I'd see on one of those, like, Netflix wildlife documentaries and just, like, where does that bird live? Like, in the Amazon. Never seen that before. Pink and purple bird. You can put your foot down.
Oh.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you for showing me that.
Thank you for
I feel
asking.
A lot closer with you now.
Thank you for asking.
Oh,
I'm noticing.
Yeah.
I forgot Moosley today. I'm pretty bummed.
Oh.
He'll be here next week.
You didn't bring him last time either.
I know. I couldn't find him. He was in the washer.
Let's just, like, start pretending this is a sleepover and just bring our stuffed animals and blankets every time we record.
It's so comforting.
I know.
Oh, my God.
All
so
right.
How are you doing?
I am doing good. Feeling a lot better. Honestly, like, I'm one of those people that's, like, so cheesy about New Year's. Like, New Year's is my favorite day of the year. New Year's Eve. I literally just love it so much because I'm big on, like, reflecting and just...
And refreshing.
Yes. Just resetting everything in my life. And I really feel like I did that so far this year. And, you know, just moved here in October. So this is my first full year not living with my parents and just, like, paying rent and everything. Like, I'm already like, oh my God, like my lease ends in September. Like, these are things I have to deal with now.
That's so cute. I always forget that you're so much younger than me. Let's tell them how old we are first.
Yeah, I'm 21.
I'm 23.
Yep. I am one of the people who turned 21 during 2020, which is the worst year of all time to turn 21. So
I felt so bad for you.
I felt bad for myself.
You were planning your 21st birthday
for
party since
years.
You were 19.
Yep.
So tragic.
I remember last year when this all started in March, I was literally like, okay, I'm just going to like pre-book everything in like July and like assume that everything's done by October because I was going to do the whole Vegas shebang.
Yeah, oh my God.
Oh, I was literally going to book 3 suites so that all of my friends could be comfortable. I was going to do the party bus. I was going to buy tables. I was literally just going to make it this big dramatic thing. And then my 21st birthday just ended up into a goodbye party because I moved 2 days later and I just cried the whole night.
And then your boyfriend met your parents for the first time.
Yep.
Which is always so anxiety inducing.
It was a great time. I know a lot of people will actually be shocked by that. My family met Rory once before I moved out here with him. Just because of, you know, the virus just wasn't really giving us opportunities for our families to mingle.
Yeah.
So literally he met them the week that we moved on my birthday. But honestly, couldn't have gone any better.
They were vibing.
They were vibing. But just still, it was just an odd birthday. Not the 21st that I was planning on having. But
if it makes you feel any better.
Please make me feel better.
Have I told you about my 21st?
No, maybe.
So I was thinking the same thing. I wanted to go to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have the whole shebang.
Okay.
And I reached out to so many different hotels in Vegas with like these really professional emails because I was like, okay, if I want to like use my influencer powers,
yes,
I'm going to use them that I forget that I have every day. I'm going to use them for my 21st birthday.
Yeah.
So I email all of these different hotels, resorts, whatever you call them. And none of them responded to me. And then the one guy who did respond to me was trying to scam me. So he was one of those like, he was one of those like, what are they called? Remember when we were in Miami and someone hooked us up with
promoters?
A promoter? Yeah. There's this promoter.
You were trying to get
guy.
A hotel through a promoter?
I guess I like messed up and contacted him. I don't know really what happened, but I remember he was like selling me all this stuff. He was like, oh my God, I'm going to make your 21st birthday the best thing ever. Like, you're going to remember this for a lifetime. Like, hyping me up. And I was so excited because I just found friends out here and I'm like, cool, I have like people to celebrate with. And then a week before my birthday, I reached out and I'm like, hey, like, what's the plans? What's the itinerary? Mm-hmm. And he just never responded.
Oh, good.
And then I was like, okay. So I messaged him again the next day. I was like, hey, just following up here. And then he responded and he was like, hey, sorry. So we changed our minds. We're not going to like do this anymore. And I was like, okay.
Happy birthday to me.
My birthday came. And then all my friends were in school or working on that day. So I just woke up and I was like, okay, I don't know what to do today. And Will was in Eugene, my boyfriend at the time. So I just woke up on my 21st birthday being like, I have no clue what to do today. I'm just going to go to a random dispensary because I really want to get CBD gummies.
Yeah.
And try them out because there's like the hype around CBD.
Yeah, you have nothing else to do that day, clearly.
Exactly. I literally was thinking about going to Costco.
Costco?
It's fun. A hot dog? I don't know.
Hot dogs are always fun, but like,
at Costco,
you can't think
though?
Of anything else on your 20. You could have gone out to a club. Maybe not
during
go to
the
a
day.
Club alone. Well, at night, nighttime's a thing.
Well, yeah, but like, all my friends were busy, and I didn't have like the solid friend group. I had like a few of them because it was right when Ashlyn moved away, kind of in that same like year. So I was like really going through
it. It was a weird transition.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, I'm just at this dispensary. I look really cute. I'm like in a cute dress. My hair's done. Makeup's done. It's like me and these four guys that work at the dispensary, and there's like this lounge in there. There's like couches and chairs and shit. And we're all sitting in this dispensary lounge just talking. Because like I went in there to get the gummies, but I didn't want to leave because I didn't have any other plans.
You wanted to stay and chat with the guys at the dispensary.
They were so cool. One of them was from Oregon, so we just hit it off.
Oh, here we go.
And then because it was my birthday, I was telling them that, and then they're like, oh my God, what are your plans? I was like, I don't really have any. And then they're like, just come and sit on the lounge, like hang out. Because it was really slow, like no one was in there.
How have I never heard this?
Basically, my 21st birthday was spent in a dispensary.
Couch.
On a couch, just talking about our drug experiences. I don't fucking know. Oh. They were like older guys. They were like in their 50s. They were cool. They were like old hippies. I don't know, but it was so funny.
Interesting crowd choice. Yeah.
And then I just remember I came back home and I started crying.
I was going to say, why do I feel like you totally just walked in the door and just started sobbing? But I was right. I was right.
I walked through the door, I started sobbing. And then Will, I guess, surprised me and flew in Eugene that night. But he didn't get here till like 11 when my birthday was almost over.
He couldn't have picked a better flight time.
He was like, I'm sorry, I had class. And I'm like, I get it. Like, he was going to school. So I was like, I get it. Like, he wasn't even supposed to come in the first place.
Yeah.
And he just
showing up at 11:59.
And he, like, knocks on my door, and I'm just, like, sobbing in my apartment. And when I opened it, I was like...
No.
It was sweet.
Was your 22nd birthday at least better?
Oh, my best birthday.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. Good. Just wanted to make sure that... I have something to look forward to. I'm really hoping that my 22nd's better than my 21st.
I finally had like solid friends.
Yeah.
Not just randoms, you know, that I kind of knew.
The dispensary guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
Exactly.
Okay.
But anyway, you will have a great 22nd birthday.
Thank you. Great. I'm excited for it. October 2nd, 2021. Here we go.
Here we come.
Oh, God.
I'm so jealous that you have a spooky season birthday.
Yeah, it's not all that.
What?
I don't know. I just don't really
care.
Like, yeah. I mean, honestly, I just associate spooky season with my seasonal depression, so I really don't care about it. If I could choose my birth month, it'd be July.
Really?
You want to be a Cancer? July. Didn't even know that they were Cancers. But.
They are Cancers.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I just like the month of July. So
why?
Because I just, like, growing up, I'd always associate it with, like, summer and, like, the sun and freedom and not having school and just, like...
And it's the middle of the summer,
yep.
So there's no stressing.
Yep. It's
at
just
all.
The only month where you can just be, like...
Oh,
and everyone's on that same page. Like, everyone, like...
Yeah.
Who's in school and everything. I mean, I'm not in school now, but just like everyone in the world is on the same page. Like, it's fucking July. Let's go.
Yes. And you school know? Is not around the corner.
No. Nope.
But then once nope. it hits August.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The anxiety creeps in
August
from the corners.
August 1st is a nightmare. A
from
nightmare.
From the corners, it's just creeping through.
Yep.
And then once you get to August, like, 10th, it's like...
Oh, it's over.
Okay.
It's just like, all right, so I should probably go to the Target back-to-school section.
Yeah, there's back-to-school everywhere in
I
every
I still
store.
Get anxiety seeing those ads when, like, that time of year comes around, because it just feels so, like...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like... personal and just like mean, derogatory.
It's so mean and it's in your face.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me that I was really bad at school. And I still
back to school ads make me feel like shit.
Yeah, they do. As a 23-year-old woman,
they make
I
me feel dumb.
Bad. Yes. And I still get stress dreams about school.
Oh, like, me too.
I'll get dreams about the fact that I didn't do an assignment yet. And then I still need to, like, get this assignment done. And I think that, like, deep in my subconscious, it's about, like, brand deals.
The new school, like, assignments.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always, like, stress dreams about, like, getting a bad grade and then my report card being shitty.
Yeah.
Or all these assignments that I have to do. And then my mom yelling at me.
Dude, school sucks. It was the worst.
Oh my God, I'm so happy I don't have to do that again.
Yeah.
But now I'm doing a new school.
You're doing a new school?
I am.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
So I just enrolled myself in this music school.
Oh.
Because, I don't know, something about this year, I feel like I shed a bunch of layers mm-hmm. of myself.
Yeah.
And I just feel like a butterfly.
Oh.
You know? That's I feel like fun. I can do anything, and I feel more confident this year. Like, last year, I was a mess. Like, yeah. I genuinely did not know how to function. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I'm even doing this podcast...
Oh, it's huge.
...is crazy for me because... Mm-hmm. I've been wanting to do this for so long, but my anxiety's like, nope.
Yeah.
Because you can't edit it.
Uh-huh.
And like my...
You're not in control of it.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's beyond your control.
Like, I have really bad perfection paralysis.
Yeah.
Where like, I really need to be in control of what I'm putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just completely out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm doing this, I'm like, okay, doing that, and mm-hmm. then I'm like, what else can I do? Because yeah. I already did the hardest thing for me.
Yeah.
Like, for me.
You can fucking do anything now.
So I'm like, fuck it. I go to Google.
Oh.
I type in music school. I don't fucking know. Like, I just want to take music classes.
Okay.
Because I love music. Like, whenever I'm listening to music, I always think about how they made it and, yeah. like, created it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been learning how to, like, mix vocals and stuff. The Christmas song that I did.
Oh, so good. That was so underrated, dude. Oh, you killed that.
It was also just a horrible marketing move because I posted it on Christmas and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But I just could not finish it because of my perfectionism.
But we also, like... You came up with that idea, like, last minute, kind of.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't beat yourself up on that. That was a very, like, week before Christmas kind of thing.
Yes.
So.
That's very true.
Like, and the timing was just not there.
Yeah.
You didn't come up with it soon enough. So it's fine.
Yeah.
But you still did it, and it was great. And now you'll be able to do it even better this year if you want to do it again, because now you're in the music school. So
exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. But yeah, basically I'm taking this production class and it's from the UK. So my instructor's British.
Ooh.
And he's so cool. I was going to say something else. But
I feel like British
that.
People can't be lame.
They're not lame. And mm-hmm. they're so fiery and fun.
Yeah. And captivating.
Yes. Like, especially with that accent. Like, I just want to keep, you know, listening. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Love that for you.
You're gonna relate to this.
I'm gonna relate, okay?
So this is kind of related, but not really. The last video that I posted, I was in my old room. So it was during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in my old room and I was like, what can I film this week?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let me just go through my closet from my teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through my closet and I find the cringiest shit ever. And I like did a whole video about what's in my closet.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking to myself, because in middle school, I still made content. Like, I made books, I made stories, I made videos, but to nobody.
Yeah.
Like, I had no audience, but I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking to myself, reading all the shit that I did in middle school, and I'm like, if little Sarah even knew that she would have her own show.
I know.
She would piss her pants.
I know. I always think about that. Like, I wish I could just tell, like, high school me, like, crying, like, eating in the stalls alone at lunch, just, like, sobbing and talking to all our friends on Twitter, like, hey, like, I'm at lunch alone. Like, who wants to talk about Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could just be like, hey, girl, like, it's gonna be okay.
Yes.
Like, it's gonna be okay. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you're alone on a bathroom stall floor, but in, like, 5 years, you'll be sitting on a chair doing a podcast. You'll be sitting somewhere else, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more exciting.
Oh, my God. You'll actually be comfortable while you're...
Much better seating arrangements are on the way.
Wait, what year was that?
Oh, literally all of high school. Until
yeah.
I met, like, my friend Jake, who I used to, like, make a ton of vlogs with when we were in high school. But, like, we literally just weren't in all the same classes until, like, senior year, kind of junior year. So it's just, like, I literally was just, like, alone, like, all the time because I was just, like, the one, like... Like YouTube, Twitter, freak, and TikTok mm-hmm. wasn't a thing. So, like, social media was so much, like, weirder
so
to people. Now,
taboo.
I am so, like, beyond jealous of the kids who just get to grow up in, like, high school and everything now with TikTok and just making content is normalized. Like, do you understand, like, the, like, rooted issues I mm-hmm. have now of just being, like, so tormented about it because it just wasn't normal and it wasn't cool in high school. And now, like, this generation of high schoolers, it's the coolest thing to do.
But I'm so split on that, too.
Really?
Because it's like, it lost the the spark that it had.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
And like everyone wants to be famous now.
That's
on
true.
TikTok. Whereas like before, we were doing it because we genuinely like love to.
Yeah.
And it's true. But I am torn because it is so much more normalized now. And if I were in high school, I feel like it wouldn't be as weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
I mean, I guess like what we have like under our belt is just like we really did it because we love it. And it's just when we were both trying to do it, there wasn't money involved, or not that we really knew of, I guess, for a while. Mm-hmm. It was just so fresh and so new. So we didn't know like what could this lead to. And now like all the high schoolers are like, I want to like be famous and like live in like a TikTok house. And it's just,
yeah,
they all just have like agendas now. But it's just like we just did it because like we literally loved it.
Like,
so I'm glad like it built character for us and just like really like made us do it because we wanted to do it, not just like for the pros that we didn't even know existed yet.
Like, it's not sucking the soul out of me yet because I actually still really like doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't look at it as a dollar sign. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But for you, I'm like interviewing you.
But like, yeah.
But what made you want to start in general?
Well, it's the only thing that I could like literally relate to. Like, I have been like on YouTube watching it since I was like 10, and I was always the one like introducing my friends to it because they had no idea what YouTube was or anything. And I like literally remember joining Twitter in like 2008, and it was just like so new, and Justin Bieber would get like 10 likes on his tweets. Yep.
And it would just be like, his tweets would be like, hey.
Yep. Hey, LOL. Or like, who wants a follow? And there'd be like 200 replies and I still wouldn't get followed somehow.
It's like, what are you doing, LOL?
Yep.
That's it.
It's just like literally all that I knew. And it's the only thing that like I really could relate to. And
but also,
you know,
like, what the fuck even was Twitter?
I remember
getting a Twitter and being like, what the hell is the point of this?
Oh my
like,
God.
Everyone was just tweeting just what they're currently what they're doing.
Do you want to know?
Who gives a shit?
No. Do you want to know what my Twitter started as? So, okay, when I started Twitter in 2008, 2009, that was at the point of the internet in the world when like the internet was just like scary. And like, if you go on, you're going to get kidnapped or you're going to like end up talking to a predator or something.
Yes.
So my mom was like, so just like confused about the internet because she just wasn't on it the way I was. I was also like 9. I started when I was like 9 years
too.
Old, which is normal now. But back then in 2008, it was not. And literally, I need to delete these tweets after I make this because this is going to be, maybe
oh,
I won't.
No. Is this controversial?
No, it's just so embarrassing.
Okay.
I literally was scared of like getting kidnapped that every time I would just because like.
From Twitter?
Just because like adults back then, I was just like, the internet's bad. Like, don't talk to strangers.
Yeah.
That was the thing. So every time I went on Twitter, I would literally be like, hi, this is my twin Allie online right now. And then the next day be like, this is Jessica. And I literally pretend that I was two twin girls named Allie and Jessica or something like that. Just to like throw predators off. Like, I'm not Caitlin. This is like run by like twins named Allie and Jessica. We're both blonde.
You're
like,
just assuming that there's 50 predators
just
like
on
your page.
On my Twitter ready to
waiting.
Like attack like Bieber lover LOL.
And you're like, I gotta throw
moment.
Them off. I gotta mix it up.
Yep.
Make them confused.
Yep.
When in reality, no one's looking at your page.
Literally, I'd like log on and be like, it's Jessica today. Tweet whatever I want and just like put my feet up on the desk and be like, I am safe from the predators today. No one
aww.
Is gonna catch me today.
That is so pure.
I know.
That is so pure. Bless your heart.
I know. Oh my God. I just wish I could talk to that version of me and be like, hey, no one's going to kidnap you.
Yeah.
And also like,
don't listen to like, listen to your mom, but she's being a little dramatic because she doesn't know what it is.
Yeah. But like also like good for you for getting your foot in the door on Twitter.
Yeah.
Before it was cool.
Oh my God. I remember when I got a Twitter, I think around the same age and I was still kind of like, what the fuck is this? Like, this is pointless. I don't want to tell everyone that I'm just eating breakfast right now. Like,
but
what the
I'm
fuck do
going
I say?
To.
Yeah. And then my best friend, her name's Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And which is also crazy because me and Katie would have our own talk show when we were little and it would be the Sarah and Katie show.
Oh my God. I had the Caitlin Chelsea show on like my MacBook, like photo booth.
Yep.
Oh,
and the fact that I'm on a show with a Kate of some sort.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like little Sarah would freak fuck out.
Yeah.
My voice freaked out.
What just happened there? Are we
really
okay?
Don't know. But anyway, Katie had a Twitter also. We got it at the same time.
Okay.
And her Twitter name was @KatieBieber.
Mm-hmm.
You love JB. Still do.
Yep.
His Instagram is so pure these days.
Oh my God.
It is so sweet. Best vibes.
Yep. He's doing great right now.
Oh my God. He's what?
He's doing great right now.
Oh, he's doing phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of him.
I know.
God, that's another thing. But anyway, Katie Bieber. She was that bitch that always constantly tweeted at Justin. Just, hey, follow me.
Oh, that was
Hi,
me.
Hi, follow me.
That was literally
Hey, what's
me.
Up? Follow me. Hey, Justin, love you. Follow me.
Yep, that was
but
me.
That was my whole feed. Just Katie tweeting at Justin. Hey, follow me.
Oh, every time I did that, I lost like 10 followers. And I'd be like, guys, you don't want to support me like trying to get Justin Bieber's attention? Like, seriously? Like, I could be like Mrs. Bieber, so fuck you guys.
Fuck y'all. And what do you know? I always would laugh and be like, Katie, just stop. Like, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. She got followed, huh?
She got the fucking follow. While we were at school.
Oh my God.
It was the biggest flex ever.
Dude.
Like Katie getting a Justin Bieber follow at that time.
Yep.
The flippy swooshy hair time.
Oh my God. That was cool.
That was the coolest shit. Everyone was obsessed with him.
Yep.
And Katie got to walk around. She would like flaunt her iPad.
Yep.
He noticed me
for like 3 seconds. So he knows who I am. Justin Bieber knows me. Like, oh, I tried to be that person. He just didn't do it, though.
I just remember I looked at her and I was like, do you understand that he went to your page?
And he clicked follow
and saw your picture.
Yep. For 2 seconds, you crossed his mind. Like, that happened to you.
But for him, he's just laying there probably on the couch, just scrolling, follow, scroll,
follow,
follow, scroll, follow, scroll. Like, just not even thinking about it.
Well, you know what? I think I can one up that really fast. My 11th birthday. Okay. Let me set the scene. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm tweeting Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. Mm. And I'm blowing them up. And I tweet at Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. You guys don't care about me.
Oh, no.
Neither of you want to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, no. Were you genuinely serious?
Oh, like, I literally was like, because they were tweeting other people, and I just kept being like, it's my birthday. I'm 11. Why does no one fucking care? Like, you're tweeting all these other people about, like, you know, like, what time the sun came up today. Like, why can't you just tell me happy birthday? Like, it's my day. It's my fucking day. And someone's going to acknowledge it, whether they want to or not.
So 11 is the most worthless year.
But, like, who cares? I know. I just wanted someone online to validate it. And it had to be one of the two. So,
aww,
tweeting them, super angry, just bitching them.
You guys don't fucking care about your fans, obviously.
Giving Ariana and Justin hell. And
oh my God.
Put my pink iPod touch down. Go eat some cake, whatever. Come back to the couch.
I thought you were about to say kale. I was like, what?
Eating some kale.
Enjoying
a nice piece of kale for my 11th birthday. Just being tortured. No. Pick up my phone. It says, Ariana Grande followed you back. And then Ariana Grande sent you a message. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I start shaking and uncontrollably crying. And to this day, I still ask my mom to go through all of her old like VHS tapes and just find the footage of this.
There's footage.
Oh, there's footage somewhere, but she can't find it. Mom, if you're listening to this, I will pay you $4,000 to find this footage. That is how much I want it.
If we could insert that.
She's never gonna find it.
I know.
But then I literally just like open my Twitter and it's like Ariana Grande favorited your tweet. She followed you back. And then my DMs, it's like, happy birthday, XOXO Ari. And I literally cried for like the next week. And then I remember going to school the next day. And at the end of the day, we do this thing called like, it was just like an open circle thing where like you share like the highlight of your day or like what happened last night. And I was like, well, and it was like a Monday. So everyone was like, what'd you do over the weekend? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I fucking turned 11. And Ariana Grande wished me a happy birthday for my 11th birthday.
Wow.
And this was like during Victorious, like when it had just launched. So I was like, I am an OG bitch.
It was like red, bright hair, Valentine.
During
everyone's obsessed.
Era. Yep. I got that follow when I was 11.
Holy shit. I am so jealous. Oh. I've never gotten anything like that. I've never met a celebrity when I was a kid.
What?
I've never had any celebrity like contact me or like reach out to me or like follow me.
I would have celebrities follow me all the time in like school, like in the middle of the day when I'd have like my phone. I literally used to have a list on my phone of like who like follows me on Twitter. Like,
who does?
I literally don't remember. Just people will always tweet me and be like, why does like Shawn Mendes follow you. Oh my God, can we talk about Camila Cabello blocking me on Twitter?
What?
Everyone always asks me to share this story, and I'm going to share it. Okay, so it's really, It's kind of interesting. Okay, last summer, or maybe it was 2 summers ago, when her and Sean started hanging out for the first time, and it was right when like Senorita came out, and all of Twitter was just giving them hell because it was just so staged. It was those first pictures of when they were like out getting coffee together, and they're just right. like overly like touching each other for absolutely no reason. Like you're getting yeah. an iced latte. You don't need to have sex in the street. Like you probably have an iced latte every day. There's no need to like literally be like stimulated in the middle of the street. Like
stimulated. Ew.
Ew. No need for this right now. Like you're getting a fucking cappuccino.
It's not that fun.
It's not that it's exciting.
Not that funny.
But it was.
But
like,
you have to think too. When you're a young hot celeb and you get in a relationship with another young hot celeb,
but,
and paparazzi, you're like,
I know.
Oh,
but
yeah,
just,
look at us.
The issue is just no one believed them.
So, but that's so sad because they were literally in a relationship.
Well, I didn't fucking believe it. So that's all that matters. So I tweeted and was like, just something on the lines of like. Like, if Camila actually thinks that we're going to believe her dating Shawn Mendes, right, as, like, their single comes out, like, literally block me right now. Or if you think that they're actually dating, block me right now. I don't think it was, like, targeted at her, but it was just, like, at the people, like, debating if it was real or not.
Were you, like, a stan? Like, why did you feel like you had to, like...
Because it was just everywhere. And I was just like, this is so stupid. Like, every time I just go on, like, Instagram or Twitter, everyone's just talking about that. So I tweeted that, and a few hours later, it had, like, 70K likes or something. And then it was all of Camila's stans, like, literally just giving me hell, like... Obviously, it's real. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, just
the
please.
Fact, they're not wrong.
Ugh. But I was just like, you guys are obnoxious.
And you're
like,
the one that's wrong.
No, well. And then, like, all my fans were fighting them and were like, Caitlin, like, don't listen to the Camila haters. Like, these suck. And I was like, totally. And then someone tweeted me and was like, why do you and Camila, like, not even, like, follow each other? Like, I thought you guys did, like, earlier, like, today. Cause, like, the fans were, like, checking. And I was like, I do follow her. Like, yeah, I'm talking shit about her, but, like, I follow her. And then I went to her profile. And she blocked me because I tweeted like block me if you think they're actually dating
and,
I
was she like, blocked oh, you and it blew
God.
Up
oh well no actually no one really found out only like a few people tweeted like why don't you guys like follow each other and then no one ever really knew and then it was just kind of like I don't really want to like tweet right now that she blocked me because all the fans are gonna be like meh
but like you got to imagine what she felt like
well it's funny I'll give her credit it was literally funny I was just
she
like,
was probably she on her phone being so annoyed that no one like
believed
understood her.
Her
and Sean's crazy intimate story
it was the day Senorita came yeah. out like and they've never been seen in public together so everyone was like give me a break like yeah. this is the most like it should have been like leading up to it. It was just like right. the most obvious PR thing ever.
Yeah.
Like go out in public together for the first time ever the day your single comes out and like touch each other.
Yeah.
But it was just funny. But that's why Camila has me locked.
Did you see his documentary?
No. Everyone says he just talks about her the whole time. So I don't want to watch it.
It's like, it's not sad, but it's just like, give us something else,
bro. I heard it was really cheesy and just not it.
It's so weird because he's so talented. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the most talented people in music.
He is. I paid for a meet and greet for $50 a few years ago with him. It's my header on Twitter, and it's the worst picture that you'll ever find of me on the internet. So,
can we please post it? This is your contact photo.
The worst. I can't believe that's a picture of me. It's like, deadass, that's what I looked like. That's what I looked like that day when I went to bed that night. Probably the next day I looked similar. Like, that's what I looked like.
It looks like that's your boyfriend who's on a beach vacation with you and your family and your mom's like, Caitlin, Sean.
Take a picture for Facebook.
Say hi to your aunt.
Guys, I'm wearing like a flowy Forever 21 like purple shirt. Like these layered like tribal-ish necklaces that like from Forever 21 too. And then like PacSun black shorts. And it was just a nightmare.
But it looked so natural. It looked like y'all were literally a middle school couple. And that's what's so... Why was he holding you from behind?
Because that was, like, a trend. Like, I would, like, literally look on, like cute, like, pose meet and greet pictures, like, before I did that. And I was like, oh, this one looks fine. Like, it'll look like we're dating.
And why were you on the pier?
Because the venue that he was performing at that night was, like, literally on the water. It was beautiful. It was a perfect, like, date scene.
It just looks like you're on the pier, and, like, with your family.
Like, why can couldn't he have just had like his Shawn Mendes backdrop like in the back? Like, no, we're literally against like the most beautiful scene, like with just our hands like on my stomach. Oh my
He's
God.
Wrapped around you.
Oh.
Like a sweet middle school boyfriend.
Oh my God.
And the chemistry, like his face and your face were like smushed together.
Oh my God. I was so embarrassed of that picture for years until like recently I was like, I am going to own up to this now because this picture is just so absurd.
I saw that for the first time recently.
I know, because I never like would post it because I was like, that there's no way that's me.
It's like, iconic.
It's great now. But, like,
oh my God.
Life. Oh my God. The best, I mean, the worst part is I thought I was literally so hot that day.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I dead ass walked in there being like, I am the hottest bitch in this meet and greet line. And we are actually going to go on a date after this to like the 5-star steak restaurant after this. And you'll see me on the tabloids tomorrow. Like, no,
that picture.
You're literally like 14 and you look ugly. So that's, none of the above.
Shawn Mendes' new hot girlfriend.
It's just me in that outfit. It's just me in that outfit. Oh my God. It's just like, if I like flipped through People magazine and just saw myself and it was like worst outfits of the year.
Oh,
like,
shit.
That outfit would be
that picture of both of you guys. Sean and
what was she thinking when she woke up this morning and put on that? And the worst part is I know I sent it to everyone, like pictures of my outfit before I went. I was like, is this cute?
And they approved.
And they approved it. So fuck whoever I was friends with back then, because they literally set me up to like not get married to him.
Oh my God. You looked like a sailor.
Sailor.
Kind of. The stripes.
Yo-ho. I wasn't wearing stripes.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was wearing a purple shirt. Not black shorts. White shorts.
I'm thinking of a different
shirt. What
that you
fucking
had
shirt are you thinking?
In middle school.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of a different ugly shirt.
I'm just going through all the ugly, horrifying shirts that you had.
Wait, no. I wore a striped shirt
with
to
red,
One Direction.
With the red. With the
Oh, no. Okay, that's a different One Direction outfit. That was really bad.
Okay.
That was when I was dressing up as Louis for the Up All Night tour. And it was like a trend to dress up as him when he was wearing like the same outfit like every day for like 2 years. And I wore like
stripes,
a blue
suspenders.
And white striped shirt, like red pants,
that's
black suspenders.
Of.
And I literally wore that outfit that night and then to school the next day.
You were so excited.
Because I just wanted people to know that like I saw One Direction last night. I looked like this and I literally thought it was a flex. Like I looked like I was celebrating the 4th of July. Like
you wanted
calm down.
People to come up to you and ask.
Why are you wearing suspenders? Like you literally wear sweatshirts and like Victoria's Secret like pink every day. And now you're wearing suspenders. Like is everything okay?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Just like a huge Louis Tomlinson fan. Like it's fine.
I used to show up to middle school every single day with those 3D glasses you would get from the movies with the lenses popped out.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked like nerd glasses.
Yep. Oh,
like,
everyone would do that in my middle school too. Oh, why was that so cool? Why was that so cool?
And then you'd put the tape in the middle.
Yep.
Oh, so
it
looked like nerdy.
Plenty of pictures like that on my Facebook.
And I thought that I was the hottest person ever.
But like, why?
I walked down those hallways and I was just like, yeah, I'm a nerd.
Dolly.
I'm the nerd.
Yeah.
I'm the
I'm
cool
smart.
Nerd. I'm the hot nerd.
It's me. I can teach you a thing or two.
Yeah. That's so, that's just like a deep, like, is that from pornography?
Pornography?
Because like, you know, the hot nerd.
Oh, yeah.
That you're, like, fucking,
why do we want to be
like,
the hot nerd
hot
so
teacher
bad?
That you want to fuck?
I know.
You know?
Ugh.
What? I never watched porn back then. I was
I
terrified
either.
Of porn.
Me too. I like was literally like the bitch would be like, why is like my 6th grade boyfriend like talking about porn and like naked girls? Like what's going on?
Oh, I thought everyone was going to hell.
Oh, 100%.
That watched porn.
Yep.
I remember one time me and my friend were on the computer and we were trying to go on Club Penguin.
Mm.
So we're like in the search
bar. And you just
bar.
End up on Pornhub?
Dude,
totally.
We mistyped or like misspelled penguin.
Oh.
And it took us to a porn site. I've never seen a dick before.
Wait, I feel like I vaguely remember that happening to me too.
It was Club Penguin, but spelled a little bit differently.
Mm.
Like I fucked up the spelling. And then it took me to a porn site.
Oh,
never
God.
Seen a dick before. I've never had brothers. Like I've never seen a dick.
I've never experienced that side of the human body yet.
I knew that dicks existed.
And
but
that
I,
they were among us.
I knew that they were like long and they kind of looked like bananas, but like I never knew what it actually looked like. And then it brought me to this website. And it was just this huge dick just blown up.
As you're trying to like go on Club Penguin and play like Card Surfer.
Oh my God. It was
now you're looking at a dick.
It's traumatizing. It was just this huge dick and it was like flashing red. And then it was just them just jacking themselves off. And me and McKenna were like, oh! And then we go like this. We're like, Mom! Mom!
Oh my God.
And my mom runs in. She's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Why are you watching porn? And we're like, we didn't mean to. And then my mom came in and she like exited out. She's like, what website are you trying to go on? We're like, Club Penguin. It's on Club Penguin.
You know we like that website.
And the mom's like, okay, Club Penguin. And then
checks the spelling like three times. Okay.
And
we're
going
to make it.
Oh, like, my God. Oh, my God. And then we were fine after that. But holy shit.
That reminds me of the Scary Maze game. Did you ever play that? You know what that is? Oh
Maybe.
My God. It was like that maze that like...
I was such a weenie. I didn't play any
I was
games.
Weenie too, but I thought this was like so cool because like I just... All my friends liked horror movies back then, but I just didn't like it at
That's
all.
Funny.
And I'm still scared of like anything slightly scary, but I was like, the Scary Maze game like sounds like a fun time because like you go on this website and like it's this maze and like you just have to like drag like the ball through the maze or something like that. And then at the end, like the exorcist face pops up.
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
Oh,
Why
my God.
Why the fuck would you do that?
Because I didn't know what was going to pop up. I thought it was going to be something funny. Like, I don't know, but
and
I just remember doing that.
And your friends were just
that.
Like, do it.
Yeah, like, here we go. And we were all just, like, bracing ourselves, like, on the chair, like, what's going to pop up?
Mm-mm.
And I literally remember that face taking over my whole screen, screaming. I flipped off Mm-mm. the back of my chair, hit my head on a bookcase,
Mm-mm.
and literally was just screaming, crying, running up the stairs, and, like, all fours. Me and my two friends were literally all just
all
screaming.
Fours.
Oh, I was...
You're on all fours. Ah!
Just
like
running up the stairs, like, trying to get there from point A to point B with my hands. Like, I was... Nope, wasn't barking at all. Definitely no barking was involved. Nope. Still no barking. But then my mom like came downstairs. Because I was just like panicking. I was like, I gotta get up the stairs faster. You never done that?
Oh no, I get it. I get that. It's when you're going up the stairs, but
yeah.
I thought you just went like around the house.
No, just like up the stairs. No. No, I mean, I might have been so traumatized that I did that for the rest of the night. I just fucking forgot.
You just needed to turn into a dog.
I'm like, I didn't just experience that. I'm going to pretend I'm something else now. No.
The
not
human experience
happened.
Is too much for me.
Nope, not at all.
That's how you disassociate. You
I just think I'm a fucking dog.
And just start barking. Oh my God.
Oh,
but
no.
No, yeah.
And then my mom had to go like turn it off and she was like, how did you end up on that? But I don't know. I feel like a lot of people did that back in the day.
I remember I was at my friend's house and their older siblings were like, hey, Sarah and Ashlyn, come watch this video. And we were so young and innocent and just like,
oh, no.
Okay, big brother. Like,
oh.
We love you. Like, we wanted to be his friend with all
we
this cool friends.
You. Yeah.
And so we're like sitting on the computer and we're watching this car drive. Do you remember
oh,
the car
yeah.
one?
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching the car drive and we're like, okay, what's going to happen? And then that like fucking face pops up. Like, ah!
I know.
I cried for 2 hours.
Yep.
And I had to
rightfully
like,
so.
I think that is the first time that I had an anxiety attack, honestly.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had to go to the bathroom and I had to breathe. I was so scared to go on the computer again and like watch a video. Like, whenever I'd go on YouTube,
yep.
I had to like skip to the end and mm-hmm. put it on mute to make mm-hmm. sure that nothing popped out. And I do
yep.
that to this day.
No, I remember literally after playing the Scary Maze game, my computer was like in the basement and then like the dark, like creepy unfinished room. So I remember like for a year after playing the Scary Maze game, I would always have to go downstairs at the same time as like my younger brother and I'd be like, hey, like Brian, do you want to like play like Xbox right now? He'd be like, no. And I'd be like, no, like can you like go down and play for like 20 minutes at least and like turn the lights on and play a game so like I can get comfortable in the other room and like remember that there's no monsters, like nothing's gonna pop up, like I'm safe, no one's gonna attack me, no predators
yeah.
from the internet, from Twitter, no one's gonna walk in the room right now.
The predators are gonna attack you.
Like I'm safe. And I just remember literally like being a wimp for like years and just always forcing my younger brother to come down and play like Xbox because I didn't want to sit in the other room and play Club Penguin in the creepy fucking other unfinished
room. Get that. Really quick. So that day where I was traumatized from that video, my dad came to pick me up from my friend's house and we were all like, Dad, come inside. Come inside. My dad's like, what the fuck? Okay. Like, like, okay, fifth graders. And then and he's like this big linebacker, like ex-pro football player. Oh. Like, what the fuck? And then they're, we were like, come sit down, just like watch this video. And he was like, okay. And like, I think my dad like knew something was going to happen, obviously, because we were like, like in the background, like, oh my God. And then my dad, just to like make us be like, whoa, he put his face right up to the screen. Like this far away, like 2 centimeters away, just staring at the screen, just because that's just who my dad is. Uh-huh. And he's just staring at it. And then the thing pops up and he does not flinch. And we had the volume up so loud.
So loud.
He's not, he doesn't go on the computer, especially at that time.
He only knows that website.
Right. No, but he just, he doesn't even know how to work at a computer, but he just want, he just was like, I am not a weenie.
Yeah.
Fifth graders. Look how cool Sarah's dad is.
Oh,
and then
I love
when that,
that
happened, like I wasn't even looking. I was like down the hallway. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and I looked around the corner and I see my dad like not moving. And I was like, Dad, what the fuck? How'd you do that? And
oh,
I was like,
my God.
Whoa, Rick. And my dad's like, yeah, that was not that scary.
Your dad's tough.
Hey, guys, we didn't even cheers at the beginning of this episode.
Nope. I mean, we're still getting the hang of this. It's going to take a hot second. We also haven't even started like the Q&A segment at the end either. That's going to start next episode, I believe. So bear with us. We're getting in the hang of this, remembering what the title is, remembering that we have to cheers at the beginning.
Yep.
Just give us a second. Yeah. We've never done this before.
But I think that they like the rawness.
Yes.
The no structure.
Forgetting what the hell we're doing. But you know what? That's just us. So
that's just us.
You have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
You don't have a
You're
choice.
The one listening.
I know. Well, God, deal I'm having
it.
A great time.
I have to
doing this.
This.
I'm like already sad that we have to stop talking.
I know.
Like, do I really have to shut up?
I know. I have so many more
I know.
Things to say.
Oh my God. I love this. But I hope you guys love this too.
Woo!
Oh man.
Well, Caitlin.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah. Oh, you know,
well, it's a chaser.
I keep dumping this on myself. So I'll cheers you with this. Just then I'm going to put it down.
Relax with that.
Okay.
It's just a drink.
Yep. Okay.
No.
What? Okay. There
cheers,
we go.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My hair just got in my drink. Dude, I need like a sippy cup or something. I literally.
And a bib.
And a bib. Like, I deadass can't be trusted. Like, do we change the name of the podcast? Because I just keep getting liquid all over myself.
The podcast is called
Just
Caitlin Cannot Be Trusted. Or like.
Might have to be.
Big Babies.
Caitlin is a 6-year-old.
Caitlin is 6 podcast.
No, right. But I'll
cheers, brother.
Cheers, brother. Guys.
Love you.
Follow us on everything. Once again, at Caitlin Ray and at Sarah Basca with 2 A's. She's taking a shot right now, but I got her promo. Don't you worry.
Oh, I missed my mouth.
Oh, thank God you're getting the liquid all over yourself again, too. Okay. I'm feeling a little better now. I'm feeling a little better. Okay. Not as left out. But all right. We will see you guys next week.
Why are my eyes closed?
What?
I don't know what. I don't. Play-Doh. That was so weird.
I'm just totally going to dismiss
like,
everything
I can't
that just happened.
Open my eyes.
You can listen every week on any single platform that has podcasts. And yep. We also have the videos coming out on YouTube a few days later after the audio versions come out. So stay tuned for that. And make sure that you ask us questions on our Instagrams at Cheers Brother Podcast. And we'll
just follow us on Cheers Brother everything.
Yep.
And. Yeah.
Yep. We will see you guys next week.
And make sure you like all of our stuff.
Yep. Every single one. We're not going to answer any of your questions if you don't like every single picture since day one.
So we're on the algorithm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Get us on the fucking algorithm.
Help us, please.
Oh, damn it. We're just starting out.
SOS. All right, guys.
God bless.
Until next week. Love you guys. See you later. Have a great week. Have a great day.